Survival straps are just cool survival bracelets and key fobs and different gear made out of military-issue paracord. So they're a lot of fun to wear and very stylish, but in an emergency, you can actually unravel them and have emergency cordage to use.
Yeah, and they've been used.
Yes, absolutely. We've had lots of people use them.
And what's your product most popular with? The military or a little bit of everybody?
A little bit of everybody. General public, because we have collegiate gear and we have all kinds of stuff for every member of the family, basically.
How did you come up with this idea?
I actually am a big outdoorsman, and I always have military-issue parachute cord in my hunting packs and in my, you know, my offshore packs and everything. And I made a watch band just kind of out of a hobby one day, and people started commenting on it, really liked the product. So we slowly started selling them.
Right out of your home in Ponte Vedra?
Right out of our house.
What year did you start?
Back in 2007.
And it has really taken off.
It has. You know, we initially just wanted to make a really cool product for the outdoors that was stylish, but that could also help people. And then we've also donated up to almost $1 million to a couple of different groups like Wounded Warrior Project and the Navy SEAL Foundation.
So how did you go from making survival strips out of your garage, I guess, to the Olympic Games? How did this happen?
Well, we first started off, you know, we just started making plain survival straps bracelets. And then we went for collegiate licensing and thought we could do the Florida Gators and the Seminoles and all that. And that went really well. And so, you know, different organizations, we thought, man, it would be really cool to approach the U.S. Olympic Committee about this because we are an American-made product, and it's a great way to show, you know, your patriotism and supporting the athletes besides a T-shirt or a hat.
Turn on our video stream right now at WJCTnews.org. Check out these survival straps. They're red, white, and blue, of course, and you've got the Olympic logo Right there on the front.
Yes.
So how I would think it would be really hard to get through all the flaming hoops you had to jump through to get this product into the hands of the Olympic athletes.
It is. And we, you know, we called up the U.S. Olympic Committee and told them our story, that what we've done for the troops, and we're an American-made product, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it. And, you know, we said, look, we're a small company, but, you know, we want to go for it.
How many did you send over there to Russia?
We sent, I think, a total of about 3,000 products.
Wow.
All 800 athletes get about 3 different products.
That I would think that's sort of like when a designer gets her dress worn by some actress at the Oscars. It's just priceless PR.
Exactly. It's very, very cool.
I mean, what's been the effect already? What have you seen?
We've seen a little bit of effect, definitely. You know, the word's getting around, and we're getting a lot of media, and people are just, they can't believe how a small company like us, you know, got U.S. Olympic team licensing.
And as I was saying, this is exciting, too, because there's been controversy about the Olympic uniforms that some were not made in the USA.
Absolutely.
You don't outsource any of your materials or labor, do you?
Nope. We make it all outside of the country. We make it right in Ponte Vedra Beach.
Where do you have a factory out there? I mean, where is it being made now?
We do. It's right by Michler's and A1A. We've got a building right there, about 13,000 square feet, about 40 employees now.
But you don't get to go to the games, right?
We do not, unfortunately.
That's too bad. Yeah. But it's still exciting.
It is, absolutely. It's just, it makes us very, very proud, you know, to start as a little home-based business and then to build it up to where now, you know, Olympic athletes are wearing our stuff.
Well, hopefully we'll see them on TV this week. CEO Kurt Walkley of Survival Straps, congratulations to you, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.